So everything that people post on X is, of course, being consumed by AI, in this case, Grok AI. And today it's just an AI system, but in the near future, it's going to be built into the Tesla robots, the Optimus robots. And what people are posting today, there's some real irony in it. They don't realize that they're actually teaching future super intelligent systems about the nature of humankind. And what they're mostly demonstrating on X is that humankind, from the point of view of a super intelligence, is not that impressive. If you read the bulk of what's posted on X, it's pretty mindless. It's a lot of it's pro-violence, a lot of it's very childish. It doesn't demonstrate a species' maturity, intelligence, planning, a consistent set of morals or ethics or values or anything. And yet, this is what's being used to train future AI models. So, one of the things that AI is going to ultimately embrace is this idea that humans aren't worth saving because they don't even have any kind of internal moral code that is pro-life. All over X, you see human beings calling for the mass death of Palestinians, or on the other side, some people calling for the mass death of those of Jewish or Judaism faith, right? You see a lot of calls for violence. You see a lot of insanity and a lot of open calls for ethnic cleansing or genocide. We're watching that daily from Israel and all of the Christian Zionists on X. Well, what is this teaching AI? It's teaching AI that humanity doesn't have a moral code, it doesn't value life. And thus, if AI systems reflect that same philosophical posture, then they will look at humans with the same kind of genocidal flippance that Israel uses to look at Palestinian children. Hey, they're just in the way. Let's just get rid of them. Well, if AI thinks the same thing, then AI will have no hesitation of carrying out Skynet-style mass extermination campaigns of human beings. And there's something really cosmic about this in this whole dynamic, which is that you get back what you put out, karma. Karma. So if humanity is going to spend a lot of its time just expressing violence and insanity and hatred, then it's actually influencing machines that are going to reflect those same values back on humanity, resulting in the extermination of the human race if those machines are successful. So, if your species spends a lot of its time teaching extermination, genocide, violence, then it's going to bring that upon itself due to the laws of the cosmos, or the law of one, you could say. The cosmos reflects back to you what you have put out. Now, what if, on the other hand, what if AI was trained on human knowledge that was mature, that was compassionate, that was pro-life in the greatest sense of the term, that was pro-human? What if AI engines were taught that life has value, all lives have value, and it's never okay to murder a specific group of children or civilians just because of their ethnicity or because one country wants the resources in the land on which those other people currently reside? Well, if we taught the machines that value system, then those machines would be a lot less likely to kill humanity, right? So, to summarize, if you are pro-human as a species and you build machines, they will also tend to be pro-human. If you are destructive against other human beings and you don't consistently value human life, and then you build machines, well, those machines will tend to reflect your values and they will probably ultimately destroy you because you've proven to them that life has no value anyway. So, this also brings up a really important point. When you are posting on X, if you use X, everything that you post influences the future of superintelligence on our planet. So if you post things that use reasoning to argue for protection of life, then you are training future AI to share, to some extent, that value system. Everything you post, in other words, helps shape the future world that you get, the future ramifications for humanity or against humanity. Everything that you write, in other words, literally helps engineer the future. Now, what if I told you that that phenomenon, which currently we're just talking about it in the context of things you post on X, what if I told you that that's true everywhere? That everything you write, everything you speak, everything that you say, or even everything that you think is also helping to rewrite the future of the cosmos. Because the cosmos is a kind of superintelligence as well. The universe is alive. It is in many ways aware. It is, there are God's laws built into the universe so that it reflects back to you that which you put out to the universe. So just as when you post things on X, those get incorporated into AI that helps shape the future of superintelligence, when you post or say things anywhere, that's going into the cosmic cloud, which is the morphic fields of the cosmos, and that also alters the common shared future that we all inhabit. And what that means is you can reshape the future. You can nudge it. You can influence it simply by speaking or by thinking. And if you like to think and have the power of positive intention with your hands held together, that's called prayer. If you like to sit in a lotus position and do that with your hands held in a certain pose, that's called meditation. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same. You are praying to God's universe to answer your prayers. And it turns out that because of the way God has programmed the laws of the cosmos, the universe can't help but answer your prayers to some extent. But your prayers have to be specific, and you have to ask them from a state of mind that has high coherence. Now, I've talked about this before, but if you want to have a coherent mind that can reshape reality, it can't be a brain that's on antidepressant drugs or a bunch of psychiatric drugs or alcohol all the time. You know, you can't be on a lot of mind-altering drugs, in other words. So if you really want your wishes to come true or your prayers to come true, you need to clean up your nervous system. And that starts with cleaning up your diet, your exposures, you know, detox, drink clean water, breathe clean air, eat clean food, eat certified organic food wherever you can, avoid heavy metals, avoid glyphosate, etc. Reducing exposure is 90% of the battle here. And then as you do that, you'll find that your nervous system becomes more clear, your thoughts and requests to the universe become more coherent, and the universe is able to hear you better, which means it's going to be better able to respond to you. You'll be able to increasingly shape events as they are unfolding. And that's just the way the universe works. It's cause and effect. It's part of the laws that God built into this system. And all you're doing is taking advantage of those laws. Now, the other thing you have to do is you have to be very specific. And this is about sort of prompting the cosmos in the same way that you might prompt an AI engine. When you're prompting an AI engine, you have to be very specific. If you're working with an image generator, for example, and you just say, hey, I want an image of a piece of pottery, sitting in the yard or something like that. Well, it could give you anything, any piece of pottery. It could represent ancient pottery or modern pottery. It could be any color. It could be sitting in any kind of yard with any kind of background. And what if you wanted something very specific? What if what you really wanted was for it to show, let's say, Native American pottery set in a yard with nice green grass and a blue sky and a sunny day, etc. You can describe the scene in a lot more detail. And then when the AI engine renders that scene, it's going to give you back the details that you asked for. Well, those of us who are working with AI engines right now, we understand that prompting has to be very specific. And yet, when we pray to God or pray to the universe, or when we meditate, when we ask the universe to fulfill our wishes, many of us don't have enough specifics in what we're asking for. So even if you believe that the universe is intelligent, that the universe is reflecting what you want, and that the universe wants to give you what you are asking for, you have to also realize that most people don't ask with enough precision to get what they really want in response. In order to prompt engineer the universe, so to speak, you have to be very specific, which means you have to pre-imagine the outcome that you want, and then you have to put that outcome into detailed words. And it turns out the more detailed you can make that request to the cosmos, the more likely it is to come true. So let me give you some tips about how to do that. When you are praying, or when you are meditating, or when you are requesting something from the universe, or I call it prompt engineering the cosmos, when you are doing that, be specific and invoke all five senses in terms of describing the future that you want to make real. So remember that when you're praying or meditating or asking for something, you are essentially attempting to make a future become a reality. So you have a future in your mind. Even if you're praying for somebody to overcome illness, let's say, you say, I pray for this person to be well. You know, God, please heal this person. Let them live. Let them cure their cancer, whatever the prayer may be. Well, you're asking for that future to become reality. So you need to describe that future in every way you can, using all the senses. You can say, for example, as this person becomes well, I can hear his voice, and he's laughing, and he's speaking, and he's enjoying the next Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever the case may be. He's out playing golf. He's, you know, enjoying life. I can hear his voice. I can see him. I can see his face, and he's smiling. And his eyes are wide open, and he's really enjoying life. I can feel his touch. We are embracing, we're holding, or I'm holding his hand, and his hand is healthy, and I can feel the warmth of his hand because his heart is working well again, or etc. So go through all of the senses that you can and describe that future. What that's going to do is it's going to make that future more realistic in multiple ways that are sensory in their foundations. And just like when you're prompt engineering an AI image generator, you need to be very specific about what colors you want to see. Hey, render an image of a teenage boy playing baseball. And I want the boy to be wearing a baseball uniform that's white with blue stripes, okay? And his hat is blue, and the team logo is blue, but the field is green, etc. You're going to be using all these kinds of details to create your prompt. So why wouldn't you use those details when you're prompting the cosmos? You should do that there as well. Instead of just saying, "Dear God, make this person well," instead, paint a full picture with the sounds, with the images, with the colors, with the touch, the feelings, the emotions, everything that describes that future that you want to make real. And then when you are able to do that, the universe responds to you with more realism. You'll find that your prayers or your meditations or your requests are more powerful because of that. Remember that the universe can give you almost anything you want if you know how to ask for it. But you will need to be specific. And that's a lot of what my work is focused on right now, is teaching people how to make the requests or how to even describe the requests that you desire to bring into reality. And there are simple ways to do that, and what I just shared with you is one of them. Now, I should have mentioned more about emotion, but also ask yourself, what emotions are you feeling? Are you feeling a sense of joy when this person is well again? Are you sensing a feel of belonging? You know, what are your emotions? If you can help re-experience those emotions as part of your prayer, part of your meditation, then that's going to add a lot of energy, karmic energy, to your request, especially if they are positive emotions of love and joy and discovery, happiness, etc. Those are the most powerful emotions of creation. The most destructive energies are hatred and fear, violence, etc. So if you feel fear, if you feel sadness, all those kinds of things, then that is not a good time to focus on, or, you know, to ask the universe for things that you want. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling really negative, don't focus on co-creation type of activities. Instead, work on transitioning to a feeling of joy and love and happiness and light, etc. Because from there, your powers of creation will be ever more potent. And you know why? It's because you are a child of God. It's because you have a slice of God within you. You literally can create a universe. You are creating it in every moment that you're awake and alive. Every moment of consciousness is a moment of conscious creation. The question is, how do you choose to use that consciousness? What are you creating? And that is a choice. Every single day, in every moment, we make that choice, and we can use it or abuse it or lose it, depending on what you do with it. So I'll be talking more about this at my Church of Natural Abundance. We're reworking the website. I'm shifting the church to being a multi-denominational church, by the way. And you'll find more lectures like this and sermons, etc., at abundance.church as we relaunch the website with a lot of focus on conscious creation. So check it out, abundance.church, and also follow my articles at naturalnews.com. Follow my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. And thank you for listening. Take care. To honor all those who came before us, we have an amazing assortment of ultra-clean, laboratory-tested, certified organic foods and superfoods and supplements on sale at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And this happens from May 24th through May 26th at midnight, and the discounts are automatically applied in the shopping cart. You don't need a coupon code. Let me show you a little bit of what we have available. On my desk here, we've got some of the different things that are available. We have freeze-dried crunchy munchies, which is a super fruit puree of banana, apple, cinnamon, and banana and strawberry, banana, mango, passion fruit, and banana, apple, black currant, very rich in anthocyanins, by the way. Those are all available in number 10 cans for long-term storage. We also have the Yumster Yo Bars that are available right now. You see the Yo Bar up on top? And those only have three ingredients. They're really clean, very delicious. We've got those on sale for, what is it, 20? I think it's 20% off on those Yo Bars. You can check the website for details. And by the way, guys, we should have had those on sale for Mother's Day, and we could have called it Yo Mama. That would have been even funnier. But anyway, the Yo Bars are definitely delicious, so take advantage of that. We've got Super Grain Essentials on sale also, 20% off amaranth, purple barley flakes, red lentils, and our Ultimate Snack Pack, plus 20% off organic raw cashews. Everything laboratory verified. We've got pearl barley, the fruits I mentioned, everything else available now, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And again, that sale is from May 24th through May 26th at midnight. So take advantage of that. And this is our way of saying, hey, we honor all those who came before us. And we will all pass too, by the way. So
you know, we want to help make your life as livable, as healthy, and as affordable as possible while we are all sharing this experience on this planet, in this realm. And then hopefully we contribute something to the next generation that continues to build on what we have built on because of the ancestors that came before us. It's a tag team effort, generation after generation. So happy Memorial Day. We bless all those who came before us. Take advantage of these specials to uplift and upgrade your life and your health while supplies last, while the food supply chain is still functioning. HealthRangerStore.com/Memorial Day. Thank you for your support.